Hey everyone, and welcome back. We are doing a deep dive today into building self-esteem.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that's going to resonate with a lot of you guys.
For sure.
We're using the confidence code as our guide.
Yes.
And you know what I really like about this book is that it presents self-esteem as something that you can train.
Totally.
It's not just something you're born with or you're not.
Exactly.
It's like a muscle that you can actually strengthen.
Yeah, and the book starts off with an exercise.
Okay.
Kind of like taking inventory
okay.
of your mental gym equipment, if you will.
Okay.
It's called a self-talk audit.
Ooh, a self-talk audit.
Yeah.
So is that like, are we judging our thoughts?
Not judging, just observing.
Okay.
The idea is to actually write down
okay.
the thoughts that come up for you
mm-hmm.
when you're facing a challenge.
Okay.
And you might be surprised what you find lurking in your own mind.
I bet, yeah.
Right.
I can see that for myself. Like, yeah. If I had to give a big presentation.
Mm-hmm. My brain would immediately go to, like, what if I totally freeze up?
I think that's a common one.
Right.
And this is where the book gets really practical.
Okay.
It's not about trying to, like, suppress those thoughts,
mm-hmm.
but consciously reframing them.
Oh, okay.
So instead of, what if I freeze up?
Yeah.
You ask yourself, what if I absolutely crush this presentation?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's like choosing a different mental soundtrack.
Exactly. Yeah, one that's yeah. way more empowering.
Yes.
And this is actually rooted in cognitive behavioral therapy.
Oh, wow.
Which is CBT.
Okay.
Therapists use this all the time.
Really?
To help people identify and challenge unhelpful thought patterns.
So we're getting a little therapy sneak peek.
Yeah, a little bit.
Here in our deep dive.
Right here.
I love that.
Absolutely.
So, okay, we're becoming more aware of our self-talk.
Right.
But how does that actually translate into more confidence?
That's where the action part comes in.
So the book really connects self-esteem with setting achievable goals.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not about aiming for the moon right away.
Okay. So no more like, I'm going to be a millionaire by next year. Goals.
Well, you can dream big, of course.
Okay.
But in terms of building confidence, starting small is key.
Okay.
So the book uses public speaking as an example.
Okay.
If you want to get better at public speaking,
mm-hmm.
you don't necessarily need to picture yourself giving a TED Talk right away.
Right.
How about just sharing your ideas in a more casual setting?
Okay.
Maybe with friends or colleagues.
Yeah. So it's those little wins.
Exactly.
That help give you the courage to go for the bigger thing.
Exactly. And don't forget to actually celebrate those wins,
okay.
no matter how small they are.
I like that.
It's like giving yourself a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I did that.
I'm on board with celebrating more.
Yeah.
I love a good party.
Me too.
Even if it's just for myself.
Right.
This makes me wonder, though. Yeah. If confidence is like a muscle, are there negative weights?
That's a great question.
That we should be aware of.
And the book actually talks about that.
Okay.
It emphasizes the importance of our surroundings.
Okay.
And the people that we spend time with.
So like those friends who like always bring you down,
exactly.
even if they don't mean to.
Exactly. And the book really encourages us to take a look at our relationships
mm-hmm.
and ask, are the people in my life lifting me up?
Yeah.
Or are they kind of chipping away at my self-esteem?
Right.
So this might be a good moment for our listeners to reflect on who they surround themselves with.
Yeah. It's like choosing your gym buddies.
Yes.
You know, you want the ones who encourage you.
Exactly.
Not the ones who are like, let's skip leg day.
Yes. I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Imagine surrounding yourself
mm-hmm.
with people who genuinely celebrate
Each
other's successes.
I like that.
That's the kind of environment where everybody's confidence can flourish.
Yeah.
It becomes like a collective power.
Awesome.
Right?
I love that.
Yeah. A force multiplier for everybody's self-belief.
Yeah. That makes total sense. It's like that. Say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Totally.
But even with like the best support system.
Mm-hmm.
Life throws curveballs.
It does.
So how do we deal with the setbacks without letting them totally derail our confidence?
Yeah, that's where self-compassion comes in.
Okay.
And, you know, we've all heard that phrase, like, be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
But the book really dives into the...
Okay.
Imagine talking to a friend who's feeling down on themselves.
Okay.
You wouldn't be like, you're a total failure.
No. I'd be like, no, you're awesome.
Exactly.
You got this.
Yeah, you'd give them a pep talk.
Totally.
And that's the same energy that we need to bring to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
especially when we're struggling.
Yeah.
So the book has this great tip.
Oh.
Next time you're facing a challenge,
mm-hmm.
ask yourself, what would I say to a friend in this situation?
I like that.
Right.
It's like putting on your compassionate friend hat.
Exactly.
For yourself.
Okay. But what about those times when things go wrong, like really wrong?
Yeah. This is where I think the book offers a really great reframe.
Okay.
Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of the journey.
So are we saying it's good to fail?
Not exactly, but the book emphasizes that failure is inevitable, especially when we're pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zones.
Okay.
And that act of pushing, even if we stumble, is actually building resilience, which in itself can boost our confidence.
So it's not about avoiding failure.
Right.
It's about how we deal with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, are we letting it crush us or are we learning from it?
Okay.
And the book also reminds us that those setbacks
often provide the most valuable lessons.
Interesting.
You know, they help us refine our strategies, identify our blind spots, and ultimately come back even stronger.
So I'm starting to see this whole confidence thing in a new light.
Yeah.
It's not about being perfect. It's about being willing to grow.
I love that.
But this brings me to the question I'm sure everyone's thinking.
Okay.
How do we actually do this confidence building stuff?
So get ready for some action.
Okay.
Remember we were talking about taking action before.
Yeah.
The book introduces this concept called the 5-second rule.
Okay. Is this like counting down from five and jumping out of a plane?
It can feel that daring sometimes.
Okay.
But basically, when you have an impulse to do something that aligns with your goals, you count down from five and then you just do it.
Okay.
Before your mind can overthink it and talk you out of it.
So it's like hijacking your brain
before
the doubt monster can take over.
Precisely. And there's actually some fascinating neuroscience behind this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So our brains are actually wired to hesitate when we're faced with uncertainty.
Interesting.
But when we take action quickly, we kind of engage the different part of our brain that overrides that initial fear response.
So it's about doing, not just thinking.
Exactly. That's the core message here.
Okay.
Confidence isn't built by endlessly analyzing and thinking about things.
Mm-hmm.
It's built by actually taking action, even if it's a tiny step.
Okay.
And here's the best part.
Yeah.
Every action pierces our sense of self-efficacy.
Self-efficacy.
Yes. Have you heard of that term before?
I don't think so.
So it's basically our belief in our ability to successfully complete a task.
Okay.
So let's say you finally send that email you've been putting off.
Mm-hmm.
That action, no matter how small it might seem, tells your brain, hey, I can handle this.
Interesting.
And that builds momentum.
So it's like a snowball effect?
The more we act, the more confident we become, and the more likely we are to tackle even bigger challenges.
Okay, I like that.
And the book goes even deeper into this.
Okay.
It talks about how our brains have this tendency to seek out evidence that confirms our existing beliefs.
Okay.
Whether those beliefs are positive or negative.
So if I believe I'm not good at something, my brain will actually look for proof that I'm right.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, no.
But here's the good news.
Okay.
If you cultivate positive self-beliefs, if you start to genuinely believe that you are capable and worthy, your brain will actually start noticing.
Oh, wow.
And highlighting evidence that supports that positive self-image.
So it's almost like creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If we believe in ourselves, we're more likely to succeed, which further reinforces our belief in ourselves.
Right. Okay.
And the book gives us some really tangible tools to actually make those shifts in our thinking.
I like.
And remember that self-talk audit we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
That's where it all starts.
Okay.
By becoming aware of those negative thought patterns. We can consciously choose to replace them with more positive and empowering affirmations.
So instead of saying, like, I'm terrible at public speaking, I could say I'm getting better at expressing my ideas.
Exactly.
And I'm open to learning and growing.
I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, those seemingly small shifts in our self-talk can have a profound impact on our beliefs.
Yeah.
And ultimately our actions.
Interesting.
Remember, it's those actions, even the small ones, that really build our confidence.
This is really making me rethink like my whole approach to confidence. It's not just this magical thing that you have or you don't.
Right.
It's something that you actually...
It's a process.
Yeah, you work at.
Yeah.
You nurture.
Like tending a garden.
Oh, I like that.
You got to plant those seeds,
right.
Water them with positive self-talk.
Yeah.
Give them the right environment to flourish.
And the book talks a lot about the environment.
It does.
Yeah, right.
It's so important.
By surrounding yourself with great people.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the difference between trying to grow a plant in like a dark basement.
Right.
Versus giving it sunshine of fresh air.
Totally.
When we surround ourselves with people who believe in us.
Yeah.
Who encourage us to pursue our goals.
Yeah.
I mean, our confidence is just going to have a way better chance of thriving.
It's like having a whole team of gardeners.
I love that.
Helping you tend to your confidence garden.
Yes.
You know, weeding out the negative thoughts.
Yes. And the book highlights the power of community in a broader sense, too.
Okay.
You know, just being part of a group.
Yeah.
Where people celebrate each other's successes.
Right.
And offer support during challenges.
Yeah. It's like having a built-in support system.
It is.
You know people who understand what you're going through.
And that sense of belonging.
Yeah.
That you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Can be so powerful
for
our confidence.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about individual effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's about recognizing the power of connection and community.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
Me too. I've loved this conversation.
I feel like I have like a whole new understanding of what confidence is and how to cultivate it.
And I hope our listeners feel the same way.
Yeah.
Remember, building confidence is a journey, not a destination.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's a journey worth taking.
It is.
Because confidence opens so many doors.
It does.
It empowers us to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I think, live more fulfilling lives.
I agree.
So before we wrap up, I know you have some questions for our listeners.
I do. I always like to end with a few questions inspired by the book.
Hit me.
Okay. So first, what is one negative thought that you can challenge today?
Okay.
That you can start to shift your self-talk in a more positive direction.
I like that.
Right.
What's one limiting belief that you can kind of reframe into something more empowering?
And then how will you celebrate your wins?
Yes.
Moving forward, even the small ones.
Give yourself a high five.
Exactly. Acknowledge those accomplishments.
Yeah.
No matter how small.
Love it.
And finally, I'd love for you to think about a time when you took action despite feeling fear or self-doubt.
Okay.
And it led to something positive in your life.
Yeah.
Let that experience be a reminder of your strength.
That's powerful.
And your resilience. And if you're feeling brave.
Yeah.
Share your story in the comments. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. I love that because it's like we all have those moments of,
you
know, kind of triumph over adversity.
Exactly.
And it's a reminder that we're all capable of so much more.
Yeah. And by sharing those stories, we can inspire and encourage each other.
Absolutely.
On this journey of building confidence.
So to our amazing listeners, keep practicing those confidence boosting strategies.
Celebrate those wins, big or small.
Yeah. And remember, you got this.
We believe in you.
We believe in you.
And we can't wait to see all the amazing things that you achieve.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.